Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, April 21st, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by AppFigures. Leading off today, we have a couple of services announcements to recap from yesterday's Apple event. First off, Apple has officially announced Apple Card Family, which is something that 95 Mac first discovered earlier this year. Apple Card Family is a new way for people to share Apple Card, track purchases, manage spending, and build credit together with their family sharing group. Apple Card Family allows two people to co-own an Apple Card and share and manage their credit lines while building credit together equally. Apple Card Family also enables parents to share Apple Card with their children while offering optional spending limits and controls to help teach smart and safe financial habits. Notably, existing Apple Card customers can also merge their Apple Card accounts, giving the flexibility of a higher shared credit limit while keeping the lower APR of the two accounts. Co-owners and participants will also each receive daily cash back for their Apple Card purchases. Apple says this new feature is part of its efforts to reinvent how the financial system works, and Apple Card Family will launch to the public sometime in May. Next up, Apple has introduced a new way to support podcast creators directly in the Apple Podcasts application. The Apple Podcasts subscription platform will represent what Apple calls a global marketplace for listeners to discover premium subscriptions offered by their favorite creators. So, for example, in the Apple Podcasts application, you'll be able to support your favorite podcast, and then the creator can offer benefits such as ad-free episodes, bonus episodes, and more. Apple says that podcasters must pay $20 per year to join the program. It will also take a 30% cut of subscriptions during the first year for each subscriber, then drop that down to 15% in the second year. This is, of course, the same policy that Apple also applies to App Store subscriptions. The pricing for each subscription is set by the creator, and it's billed monthly by default, but creators can also offer annual billing as well, and subscribers can manage everything from their Apple ID account settings. If you'd be interested in supporting 9to5 Mac daily this way, be sure to reach out to me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller so we know it's something we should be looking into. Apple has also announced a new Channels feature for Apple Podcasts. Channels are groups of shows curated by creators with unique titles, descriptions, and artwork. Just as they currently can with shows, listeners will be able to browse free channels, which make it easy for them to find more shows from their favorite creators, as well as paid channels and channels that provide additional benefits for subscribers. These new Apple Podcast features will begin rolling out next month. We are sponsored this week by AppFigures. Do you want to get the numbers behind the latest popular apps and games? This Week in Apps is a new newsletter from AppFigures that rounds up mobile insights and trends every week. This Week in Apps is data first with no fluff, and you can sign up for free at appfigures.com/newsletter. This Week in Apps is a highlight of my inbox every Friday, so you don't want to miss out. That's appfigures.com/newsletter. My thanks to AppFigures for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Apple also quietly announced yesterday that iOS 14.5 will be available for iPhone and iPad users next week after an extended software beta program that started in February. The latest software update brings a ton of new features, including new Siri voices, protection against tracking, a new podcast application, and much more. iOS 14.5 enables app tracking transparency, which is a new feature that requires developers ask permission before tracking users across other apps and websites. The update also includes Apple Watch Unlock, which allows your Apple Watch to unlock your iPhone when Face ID detects that you're wearing a mask. Apple hasn't given a more specific release date just yet for iOS 14.5, but we expect it to roll out sometime during the first half of next week, either on Monday or Tuesday. That's also when we expect Apple's other new software updates to be released, including tvOS 14.5 and watchOS 7.4. Rounding out today, we have some new tidbits on the redesigned Magic Keyboard that's coming with the new iMac. Much like Apple has done in the past with updated accessories, the new version of the Magic Keyboard is only available with the new iMac, at least for the time being. But as it turns out, the new keyboard with built-in biometrics will actually work with any M1 Mac. This means that you can pair the new Magic Keyboard with Touch ID with the M1 Mac Mini, MacBook Pro, and MacBook Air, then use the Touch ID functionality for things like unlocking your computer, making Apple Pay purchases, and more. But again, the problem, of course, is that as of right now, Apple is not selling the new Magic Keyboard independently of the iMac. So this means you'll have to buy the full package or look for a Magic Keyboard separately on a reselling site like eBay. And remember that when the Space Gray Magic Keyboard, Magic Mouse, and Magic Trackpad first arrived exclusive to the iMac Pro, some scalpers listed them on eBay for as high as $2,500. Ideally, Apple will start selling the new Magic Keyboard accessories separately soon, but as of right now, that is not the case. The new Magic Keyboard can also be paired with any Mac, M1 or Intel, via Bluetooth, but on Intel Macs, you'll miss out on the Touch ID part of things, which kind of ruins the experience. Another tidbit is that Apple is including a braided USB-C to Lightning cable in the box with the new iMac to charge the new accessories. As you might remember, this braided USB-C to Lightning cable was first rumored to be coming with the iPhone 12, but that ultimately did not come to fruition. So now we know that those leaked images were actually showing a new accessory for the iMac. Much like the Magic Keyboard accessory and Magic Mouse accessories themselves, the braided USB-C cable is color-matched to the iMac. Again, the new iMac will be available to order on April 30th, and the first orders will begin shipping in the second half of May. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.